Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, July 15th, public hearing and special business meeting. Call to order time is 6 o'clock. Administrator Smith, will you call the roll, please?
I will. Administrator Smith, present. Fire Chief Cahill, absent. Fiscal Officer Ross, absent. Trustee Van Herren?
Here.
Trustee Reese?
Present.
Trustee Dick?
Here.
Assistant to the Fiscal Officer Fortunato, absent.
Okay, if you'll stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Next is a public hearing scheduled for July 15, 2025 by the Bethel Township Trustees, Miami County, for case ZA-03-25. A request from Donna J. Taylor, 6384 Hefner Road, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, to rezone Miami County parcel ID number A01-015801 to R1AAA Residential District. This is a 1.5 acre parcel and it's currently zoned I1 Light Industrial. First up, we will have comments by the applicant.
I'm Donna Taylor. We've lived there since probably about 6 years now or something like that. We knew when we bought this parcel that it was light industrial. We were told that that applied to the shop part in the back. Nobody said anything about if you have light industrial on a parcel, you can't live there. There has been somebody living in that parcel for 75 years or so. So nobody thought anything about it. And of course, now that we're trying to sell the property, it has become an issue. So we're trying to do the right thing now, get it rezoned back to residential like it should be, that fits with the rest of the neighborhood. And that's pretty much about it. Light industrial possibly could work there, but I don't think most of the neighbors would appreciate that. And, you know, we have kids playing in the street. Everybody is, you know, I mean, it's just, it's a dead end street, so it's, it really should be residential.
Okay. Any questions for her?
I don't have any.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Next, we have comments by the public. Anybody for it? Anybody against it? Come on up. Okay, hearing none. We're going to close the public comments and close the public hearing. Next up is action item.
Resolution number 25-07-060. A resolution approving case ZA-0325. A request from Donna J. Taylor, 6384 Hefner Road, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, to rezone Miami County parcel ID number A01-015801 from I-1 to R-1 AAA Residence District.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Motion.
A second, resolution 2507-060.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Any discussion? So I think you both know that there was a stack of variances approved mm-hmm. for this by the BZA because the house was too small, it sits too close to the property line, the building in the back is way over the allowable square footage.
Road frontage.
The road frontage was not wide enough. Seems like there was a fifth one.
There was.
The size of the lot.
Oh, yeah, it's a 1.5 acre lot.
Right, and the
current
size
minimum
of the lot.
Is 3 acres.
Right. So, those were approved by the BZA. I do have a concern. I've talked to Administrator Smith about this, but I don't know I don't like the idea that the variances don't expire. So, in particular, the big building, you know, if something happened to it, it can be rebuilt as the big building.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's just an example.
Mm-hmm.
But we checked, and it looks like there's, the only thing that can be done about that is that maybe the BZA can put a condition on it to say if something happens to the building, then, or...
But the BZA has already heard the case.
But the BZA has already heard the case.
So that ship has sailed.
So it's sailed for this one, but I'm just telling you what we found out,
mm-hmm.
or what it looks like.
Well, I just want to say that I think that probably the neighbors would prefer to have a larger accessory building in a residential district than a light manufacturing in there.
Right. Oh, absolutely. So. I agree. I'm just saying it seems like we're doing this around the township, though. We're getting in a position where
mm-hmm.
that can continue, though, in the future forever.
Yeah,
so
there was one zoning person who laid out your objection, and she was only one of the four or five that did it. So exactly what you're talking about is what
right.
was said at that meeting, and the other four voted to pass it. And I get the fact that it is going to be an extremely large building if it is burned down, blowed down, or gets knocked down. I have a little problem with that myself, but the reality is that it is in a residential neighborhood. It is one of the properties that I've identified with Cody that we, under the legacy zoning, that which used to be the spot zoning, that we really wanted to try to approach perhaps and get those kind of conforming to the neighborhood as highest and best use of the neighborhood. And highest and best use of that particular building would be for residential, in my opinion. But I see exactly what you're saying because I saw it that night, and the other zoning person saw it as well.
Yeah,
so,
and it's not just the building. Like, the other thing is the house sits very close to the property
right.
line. So if something happened to the house, you'd hope they'd move it in
mm-hmm.
farther. And
they couldn't move it in farther because the building's there.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah, the building's behind it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that in general that is one of my concerns, not just with this property, but with other properties, that are we creating a nightmare of variances?
So what do you recommend? What is your recommendation?
We can't
recommend anything.
We can approve it the way it is now or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we can do in a zoning case.
Mm-hmm.
So
because that ship has sailed on the other end of it.
Because
is that true?
Yeah, we can't put conditions on a zoning case.
I believe that's correct.
No, we can't.
I think
it's
approve it or not as it says.
Right.
We've done that before.
Have you?
I'm not entirely sure. The zoning text we changed in here, I'm not sure about.
A text amendment.
Case.
But this is a map amendment. This is a map amendment to the zoning resolution. So we are changing the zoning classification, so it's a map amendment.
Right.
A text amendment is something that says
I want to
change the frontage. Then you can do it because that's a text amendment. This is a map amendment. So we're changing.
I think we put a conditional. I think we've put conditions on things in the past. Not saying do it here. I'm just saying I think we have done it in the past.
I can
see. So I'm pretty sure we have.
Can you look that up now?
I'm not suggesting to do that here anyhow because it's a BZA thing and.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's one of my general concerns.
We're in the process of changing that, so perhaps you should make a note of it for our next meeting that this is an issue that perhaps we should have identified. So what do you want to do, ladies? Do you want to vote on this? Or
I don't have any other concerns. I'm ready to.
Okay.
I can close the discussion.
Okay.
I'm
ready to
call the vote, please.
Yep. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. And now we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Call the vote, please.
Okay. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Adjournment time is 6:09.
So it passed and it's effective in 30 days.
Yeah. And Cody will send your information over to your